Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like the podcast, folks, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Folks, I hope you're doing well. Thank God we made it into 2024, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this political cycle, this is an election year, at least here in the United States for the president. It's going to be a very rough 2024. I wanted to bring you an update, a quick update. This will be a quick podcast, folks. It's come to my attention, and you can Google it and look it up as well. Here in the United States, there is a bio lab out there in Colorado, and they're starting to experiment on animals and different things like that. And so one of the hospitals in Colorado are given the staff, the doctors, nurses, etc., the Ebola vaccine. Anybody that knows about Ebola, I've studied just a little bit of it, just enough to just be dangerous is all. The Ebola virus causes you to break out and have all kinds of lumps and everything, but it will kill you. It will absolutely kill you. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're experimenting in Colorado. So what they're cooking up, and they've already said it, Bill Gates have already said this, folks, and it's very, very scary. We're living in the end times. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and God Almighty, you better get right with Jesus, and you better get right quick, folks. That's all I'm telling you. Because we are living in the end times. We are living in the end times, and this is getting very, very scary. And they're experimenting with this Ebola, this Ebola vaccine in the Colorado hospital out there. This is mainstream, Colorado hospital. And they're injecting staff with the Ebola vaccine, just in case the next pandemic, i.e. that breaks out, so they don't get sick and they don't get it. Because just like they tried to do here with the COVID scam, they'll say, well, the first line workers, that's the hospital workers, fire, police, et cetera, healthcare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The first line, people on the front line, obviously they need to be protected first before anybody else. Well, what they don't say is they want to wipe out the front line, so then there's nobody left to treat the untreatable, the people that has taken the vaccine. So that's their strategy. That's why they always give it to frontline workers, and they give it to healthcare. They start in the hospitals and so on and so forth, and then work their way back. That's what they do. And so, again, they always try to rationalize that the healthcare workers need it first and foremost in medical and healthcare and all that. But what they don't tell you is those workers will be the first ones to die because they're the first ones to usually take the experimental poisons and vaccines. So I just wanted to bring you up to date. And then also, this COVID X, they're going to have another name, but it is called COVID X for now. The name will change, folks. I repeat, the name will change, but it is called COVID X. And this COVID X is, as we, prefer to call it right now, this is, going to be a COVID virus times maybe 10. This will have a kill rate of 40 to 50% or more. A lot of people don't know that. I've been telling people, they think they're delusional, folks. They're absolutely, positively delusional. Yeah, I voted for Trump a few years ago back in 2020. Okay, it's 2024 now. Okay, wow, 4 years ago. Time flies. I voted for Trump. I seen that there was a scam, everything that was going on. But I want to tell you, as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, and as a Christian, as a human being, and of course a sinner as well, we all have to realize that one man cannot save this country. One man cannot save the world. And these delusional people, folks, and I want to say that very lightly, delusional, have this fantasy and reality, the MAGA crowd, that they seem to think that what's going on, and that Trump's reinstatement in office, if he even gets to be president, which I don't think he will, but if he even gets to be president, folks, they seem to think he's going to restore the United States and restore the world. It ain't going to happen. The only person that's ever been able to do anything, folks, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what you have to understand. And again, non-believers don't want to believe that. They think that a human being could possibly restore a country and restore an economy, a country, and restore the world. It ain't going to happen. I'm telling you that right now. Trump, because he didn't know who to put in there, he followed establishment gurus and establishment clowns. Most of the people in Trump's cabinet were clowns. Most of the people were establishment and weren't good and not for the American people, and they're warmongers and keep the military industrial complex going and the big pharmaceutical industry, keep them going and all that. They're just paid off. They're just paid off and bribed and paid off under the table. And that's what was going on. And that's Trump employed a lot of people like that. A lot of people don't understand. And I'll say, well, that's how it is. That's how it is in Washington. Washington's a very nasty, nasty, filthy place. You grease my back, I stab you in the back. You know, that's kind of how it is. You know, you grease my heels, I'll grease your heels. But that doesn't actually work that way. But that's what people have to understand, folks. Washington is not by the people and for the people. They're against the people. So you folks listening to this, please take note. Please, please, please take note. Again, they're going to come out with something. COVID X is already in the works, or whatever they decide to rename it. They're already testing cures, if you will, with the vaccines out in Colorado, and again for Ebola, because this might be a COVID vaccine, or excuse me, a COVID pandemic, and they might put a little bit of Ebola in there, and maybe that's why they're doing it. I mean, who the heck really knows, folks? All I could say is, if you're listening to this podcast, take heed, take warning, especially if you're here in the United States. There probably won't be an election. I followed the history of elections for the last 45 years plus. Here's how it goes real quick, folks, at least here in the United States. When a U.S. president is down in poll numbers, something usually happens, either a tragic event, i.e., or they take us to war. And we're two clicks from World War III going to war with China and Russia, especially Russia right now, folks. You have to understand what's going on. This is bigger than anything you can imagine. And I try to keep it very real, very honest, very real. They want to take us to war. If they take us to war and get us in a war, 99% of the time, when whoever is the wartime president...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
President, regardless of how lousy he is, and I'm going by 100 years of U.S. history, okay, folks, almost 100 years, they usually keep the president because they don't, the old saying is, you don't want to change horses right in the middle of the race. Right in the middle of the race, i.e. means that when you're right in the middle of the war, you don't want to change horses. That's how that goes, folks. So you don't want to switch presidents because you think that you'll lose a war or something. You know, this goes back again almost 100 years ago. So that's what you have to understand. They'll do something like that. Also, to make sure that they have mail-in ballots and everything, they'll drop the pandemic. It's just a matter of time, folks. You know, it's a matter of time. They're going to drop it on us. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. They're going to drop it on us. They're going to drop it on us this year because the elites, Bill Gates, Soros, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, the Rothschilds family, of course, that's ahead of all this mess, and the Rockefellers, all the elites of the elite of the elite. Nobody wants Trump in there because Trump rocks the boat. He kind of does crazy things, nutty things, but he rocks the boat, which is actually kind of good. And they don't like that. He doesn't play by the rules. He doesn't listen to people. He does what the hell he wants to do. As they would say in the business world, he's a loose cannon. And of course, that's why they condemn him. So anybody the elites condemn, you usually should be for them, because that ought to tell you something right there. Usually the person's a halfway decent person. If the elite of the elite in Hollywood and all the news channels and everybody, all the major news outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS, cable news, Fox News, if all of them are against somebody, you better believe it, I'm going to be for that person, because that person probably stands for what I believe in, and they're an honest, good person, and because they're not playing the game, that's why that they're going after them, just like they're going after Trump, folks. And again, you have to understand, they're going to drop something on us this year. Get ready. I would suggest anytime looking forward after March or April, they're going to start major pandemics. They'll want to get everybody vaccinated this time, or probably force everybody at almost gunpoint here in the United States. They'll start again this COVID-X, or Ebola, COVID-X maybe with Ebola, whatever the hell this strain is, that's what they'll start. And, they'll start pushing it. They'll push it, and push it hard. And then when it starts running through all the major cities, you'll see some stuff. It'll all be fake. major cities you'll start to watch. I mean, I'm over here in a major city. I'm over here in Orlando, Florida. Watch the major cities, you know, Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Miami. And then, you know, you go in Michigan, my old home state, Detroit, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, all the big, 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 Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, I can go on and on, New York City, you know, it just, Boston, Massachusetts. I mean, that's how it is, folks. It's all a game to these people. This is their last chance and their last stance in order to depopulate, meaning kill everybody off. That's what the COVID was, the trial run. This one really will kill everybody off, folks. So you have to be ready. Please, 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 as I say in closing, in the name of Jesus, please do not take any shots. Do not take any vaccines, specifically dealing with the new pandemic. If it's Ebola or COVID X, whatever the heck they come out with, do not take any shots. I've had some friends, some very close and dear friends, some relatives, cousins, aunts, uncles, even sisters, that's taken the shot, the COVID shot, you know, 2, 3, 4 times. And it's screwing them up, and they were laughing at me, and they were saying, you know, oh, Eric, you didn't take the shot. You know, no wonder, you know, basically like I'm a reject or something, and it's fine. I can take the criticism. But what I can't take is if I have to go to all these people that took the shot 3, 4, and 5 times, if I have to go to all their funerals, that's going to cost a lot of gas going to and from Michigan constantly. So you have to understand that the shot has a ratio, real quick before I finish, at least the COVID shot, when you take 3 or more doses, 3, 4, 5 doses, which a lot of people have, at least in my family up north in Michigan, the shot has a kill ratio of immediate to about 5 years out, depending on the size proportion, height proportion to size proportion to weight, folks. In other words, due to your height, your weight, your body chemistry, a lot of that affects a person. I have high blood pressure, so if I would have took the shot, I'd probably be dead by now. That's why I reject all vaccines and everything. Quite frankly, I enjoy life, and I enjoy the life God has given me, and I thank Him every day for that. I enjoy life, and I hope and pray, if it is His will, of course, I can stay around for a while. And so some people, the shots affect immediately. Some people, it can be strung out as long as 4 or 5 years. My family, a lot of them are seeing delayed reaction, you know, here 3, 4 years down the road. Now they're seeing the repercussions. Now they're seeing chronic all kinds of problems. There's people in my family have growths. They're having different types of growths, melanoma, even different types of cancer, different types of all different types of things. You know, the common thing in these shots are blood clots, myocarditis, seizures, strokes, heart attacks, lots of different things. But that's the most common 4 or 5 things that'll happen. And then, of course, the growths that'll appear, you just might get a bump out of nowhere. It just starts growing and growing and growing. I've seen that with my own eyes. My own family member, I had a family member, had a big, big, huge cyst on his wrist, had it cut open, had it cut off, left a huge scar on his right wrist. Size of a golf ball. That was prior to COVID. And then all of a sudden he got the COVID shot. The big ball is gone. Now all of a sudden, after he's got the shot a few years later, another ball starts developing. Now, is it a coincidence? Possibly, but I doubt it. Because again, I've seen that, you know, my own family, you know, have developed growths and all kinds of things. They get COVID constantly. So bottom line here, folks, as I conclude this podcast, is please, please, please don't take the shot. Know that there's going to be, that Jesus will be coming soon, the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and also know that we are on the track of the beginning of the end right here, right now. Sure, there's still a few things that need to happen, folks. I'm not going to kid you. There's still a few things that need to happen biblically according to the book of Revelation. But you have to understand, folks, we are there now, and it is going to be nasty and crappy. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And they will try to kill us off, if not millions of billions at a time, then one by one. And you got to be ready. And as I conclude here, you have to be ready, folks. Jesus died on the cross a couple thousand years ago. Jesus died on the cross, our Lord and Savior, to save humanity and all of mankind. And if you don't acknowledge and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, personal Savior, and welcome into your heart and repent of all your sins, you're going to die and go to hell. And that's the problem that I have with pastors nowadays. You know, I'm not a pastor. All I am is just a creator, a content creator, and a podcaster. But that's where I stand, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, this is End Time World News, and I'm Eric. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, God bless you and your family. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.